Jason Green is many things: attorney, entrepreneur, political strategist, and documentary filmmaker. After discovering something new about his 95-year-old grandmother, he set out to capture the memories of the residents of Quince Orchard, a post-Civil War, predominantly African-American community near Gaithersburg that thrived for a century before vanishing. Recently, he was named a Docs in Progress 2015 Fellow for the Quince Orchard Project, a documentary film examining the history and heritage of this lost community. Today, he shares how the project was born and one story highlighted in the film.
While I was serving as associate counsel to President Obama, I got the scary news that my 95-year-old grandmother, Ida Pearl Green, was not doing so well. For as long as I could remember, she'd been the matriarch of my family, my church, and it seemed my entire hometown. She's why I pursued public service. As a child, I watched her deliver the daily gift of dignity to ailing individuals at our local retirement center in their time of most need. I knew then that I wanted to use my life, as she did, to help others. For many years, I discussed capturing her unique story, and when I learned that she might not have many days left, I was embarrassed that I hadn't captured a thing, but motivated to sit at the edge of her bed and hear her story. Since then, my sister, Dr. Keisha Davis, and I have embarked on an unexpected journey of personal and community exploration and growth. In one of our first sit-downs with Grandma, she talked about missing her hometown. And having grown up on the same street as her, imagine our surprise when she referenced a place that we'd never heard of. My sister and I grew up in Gaithersburg, our grandmother in Quince Orchard. We thought that was just the name of our street, but we quickly learned it was the name of a community in northwestern Montgomery County built by people worth remembering. We began capturing the stories of these living legends, and a documentary was soon born. This film, The Quince Orchard Project, resurrects this special community and navigates poignant topics including slavery, the preservation, development, and loss of community, identity, sacrifice, and racial relationships. This film follows the vicissitudes of three local Reconstruction-era Methodist churches, one Northern Caucasian, one Southern Caucasian, and the other an African-American church. In the mid-1960s, these churches began to question whether a merger might answer their individual financial woes. And one evening, the African-American congregants gathered in the 100-year-old former colored schoolhouse to discuss their fate as they, like the other two congregations, faced dwindling membership and troubled finances. There was uncertainty. Uncertainty as to which direction was best, and all viewpoints were on display. As debate permeated the room, a knock came at the door, and the news was delivered that that night, April 4, 1968, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. had just been assassinated. As you can imagine, fear, anger, and sadness gripped the congregation. Eventually, each shuffled outside to encircle the flagpole and pray for the family, the country, for peace and for courage. And despite the deep shadow cast by this tragic event, these congregations decided, with a heightened clarity of purpose, to merge. No, not because their practical questions had been answered, and frankly, they likely abounded more than ever, but they merged to be the symbol of reconciliation that Quince Orchard needed. The Quince Orchard Project shares this story and others to give voice to this community and demonstrate how diverse communities can and must come together to preserve history and shape the future.
Watch a trailer and learn more at thequinceorchardproject.com. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational opportunities in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by the Maryland Humanities Council for WIPR. For the Maryland Humanities Council, I'm Phoebe Stein.